Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Allison's morning
show. I
think
you're right.
It's 6:08. We're done talking about that one thing. That's at 7 o'clock. Right now, though, we have a pair of tickets. That was me. I'm an idiot.
Give it away.
I know.
Bon Jovi right now.
Oh, my God. I ran to the bathroom. Did you just do what I told you not to do?
No, absolutely not.
You live, girls. Talk about the social life.
Go, Sarah.
No, I'm done.
Come on now.
Don't be
done.
Number
9.
Come on, I need it.
800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Bon Jovi.
Woo!
There you go. Say words.
I don't know them.
Oh, come on.
I don't get a message through.
This is your request, Sarah.
Yeah, I know. I love this tune. No.
It's a single word that she said. You can see it in her eyes. What was going through your head?
Everybody.
Oh, she's a little runaway.
I love this tune. And you can love it, too, in person. You win these tickets. It's Bon Jovi and Bryan Adams.
Oh my God, Bryan Adams.
It's 1986 all over again.
Cuts like knife. You got any Bryan Adams?
Cuts like a knife.
I mean, there's only like 3 songs I know of his, but I just love him.
They are playing together at the SAP Center in San Jose on June 16th. The tickets go on sale. Oh, there we go.
But it feels so right.
Tickets for Bon Jovi and Bryan Adams go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. We having those all week, those tickets?
I believe so.
That works.
Oh, is this a Three Musketeers song?
Oh, yeah, it is the Musketeers song.
I could have gone with never hearing this again.
No, keep it going.
I mean, I didn't want to. Bryan Adams, you're great. But.
Everything I do it for you.
This might not be the, wasn't that like an all for one and one for all song
or
something?
Yeah.
What was the Musketeers?
The Musketeers.
The Musketeers.
I think that's it.
Hold on.
That's it. I'm pretty sure. I thought that was it.
You light up my.
Yeah. This.
Oh, that's the one.
One for one love. Yeah, that's a different song.
Oh, they're but different songs?
They are. They're different songs. They sell the same
one. Oh, my bad.
No, it's fine. Let's do that one.
I can't believe I actually found it. I look over here, it says Muff real big. I'm like,
that's got to be the Muffketeers. My son got a big muff. I needed to go faster. An all for love. He got a big muff. Foot pedal for his.
I'm familiar.
For his guitar rig.
I
don't know what that is.
It's a fuzz pedal.
Like yeah, all these different pedals will put different effects on your guitar. So he's got one of those collections. Is going to need one of those boards pretty soon. You know that you click them into. So there's all these different things you can put on there. So for his birthday, he's like, "Can I get a big muff?"
Did you guys say yeah? He said muff.
Well, I did. But John goes, "Yeah. Those are awesome. Like, that's on this record and that record." I'm like. Okay. So no one wants to make a
so
big muff joke, huh?
You're the only 10-year-old in the group.
She's a big muff. So anyway, muff is over there. Just reminded me of it.
That, by the way, that bit, I was dating a girl at the time, and she's like, I can't.
You can't.
Right. I can't be with someone who keeps going on dates.
It's for work, though.
I'm just doing work nonsense. Would you calm down? She's like, I can't. I
believe you were late for one of the dinners with the Three Musketeers
because
I was there fighting,
arguing on the phone.
I finally just said, this isn't for you. I'm not for you.
Yeah.
It's not a good fit.
Well, I can't not do this silly thing we're doing.
Yeah.
It's time to play a game.
All right.
Oh, boy. Just blasted my head off.
Yeah, that was loud. There are 3 jokes in a set. and I have three sets. Two are from famous comedians. One was written by my brother.
Oh.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you the three jokes in each of these sets, and you tell me which one my brother wrote.
Okay.
My brother, John Clark, is funny. He's a very, very funny dude.
Yeah.
He's never funny. If you've ever heard him on the air, not funny on the air, ever.
Yeah, he kind of clams up on the air. It's weird.
Well, he just tries way too hard. But in life, he's funny, and he writes jokes constantly. But then he's got to come over and give you like an elaborate friggin' explanation of the joke, and then tells you the joke. Meanwhile, you're just like, oh my God, stop talking about the, just tell me the joke. He has this dream where he writes for Scott Capurro. So he hands me this thing. Yeah.
That's the dream?
That's his dream. He's like, what do you think? Would Scott Capurro like this one? Now listen, you gotta imagine that it's, and then starts the hour-long explanation before he tells you the effing joke. So here we go.
I don't know where I first heard the put down aim higher, but
you gotta start somewhere. Why not start from the ground?
Well, but if you're gonna dream,
well, the thing
and
is,
they don't cost anything and nobody gets hurt,
right.
Yeah. He could at least aim higher.
Pick anyone. But
I want him to open for Scott.
Well, that's, I do too. I'm like, why don't you come up with a set? And he almost breaks a sweat right then, like he could never do it. But many times, Scott comes over all the time. John and he know each other pretty well. And he has tried his jokes on Scott, and Scott just tolerates it. So here we go. This is how the game works. I'll read you three lines from comedians. You tell me which one of these lines was written by my brother.
Okay, this is one, two, three. Got it.
First quote. The best thing about gender-neutral bathrooms is access to the bin of feminine products. The other day, I walked out with a hair clip and a paperback copy of Lean In. Second one.
I like it.
I was like, am I gay? Am I straight? And I realized, I'm just slutty. Where's my parade? Number three. Proof that we don't understand death is that we give dead people a pillow. Which one of those was written by my brother?
I'm going to go B, Bob.
I'm gay. Am I straight? That was written by Margaret Cho.
Oh, okay, good, because that one sucked.
Margaret Cho. So now you're down to proof we don't understand death is we give dead people a pillow, or the best thing about gender-neutral bathrooms.
Wait, what am I guessing? Which one's John?
Which one was written by my brother?
Remember, she said elaborate.
I'm going to go A, Bob.
A is the correct answer.
I figured that was John.
But you did get that group wrong. You picked Margaret
Cho. But C is funny, too.
All right. Second set.
Oh, there's more?
There's three sets.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
This game keeps going on.
So you have three fully formed jokes from your brother that you were able to work into this bit.
That is correct.
Wow, all right.
That's great.
Number one. You ready?
Yeah.
Making minimum wage is like your boss saying, hey, if I could pay you less, I would, but it's against the law. Number two. I don't like country music, but I don't mean to denigrate those who do. And for those who like country music, denigrate means to put down. Number
three.
Very
cute.
Why do people always have to release the Kraken? If I had a Kraken, he'd be out all the time. He'd be like an emotional support Kraken. So one, two, or three. Minimum wage, country music, or release the Kraken.
You know, I'm going to go with the Kraken.
Kraken is correct.
Yeah, I would
go
with
that
too.
You got that one right.
All right.
Only because we talk about that, so
I know.
John could refer to that.
Okay. He tried this on me, by the way. Yeah. I didn't get any of them right. Third set.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I like a woman with a head on her shoulders. I hate necks. Number two, I have a lot of growing up to do. I realized that the other day inside my fort. And number three, I don't know much about human traffic, but if it's anything like regular traffic, yuck.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one. You want her to read them again?
I don't. None of them were all that great. I'm going to go C.
That is correct. The answer is one. Two out of three.
All right.
I think John failed. He did not fool us. The other two were, so lines in that thing, there were Margaret Cho, Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Bob Newhart, and that last group was Steve Martin was the neck guy and Zach Galifianakis was the fort.
Huh. I almost would have guessed the neck thing because we talk about neck.
Sure,
Vinny
sure.
talks about neck. Well, John's on his way. Good job, Big John.
Yeah. By the way, you win $5. I don't have $5, but you definitely win the. Is there $5 in there?
You can keep the $5 in the.
You can keep the $5.
Is there something over there to your left?
Yeah, there's like $11 over there still.
Oh, there are?
Where?
Yeah,
from the. Where the speaker is in that little slot there, yeah.
Yeah, I think you have our money at the moment.
The money that keeps getting passed around back and forth.
I only got some bad.
Yeah, in the middle there, right there.
He's got money left.
The interns left him money.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, not the interns. Sorry, the board ops.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We'll pass
that on
later.
The money goes into the cup.
There you go. You have the $10. I have a dollar left in case anything else comes up. I'm good for a dollar today.
Okay, good.
Let's see here. What's actually happening? Goodbye, Your Royal Highnesses.
Oh.
Hello, life as basically ordinary citizens. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will no longer use the titles Royal Highness. I don't believe that they are Duke and Duchess of anything anymore. Or receive public funds in the UK. In a statement, the Queen said, Harry, Meghan, and Archie, that's their baby, will always be much-loved members of my family. I recognize the challenges they've experienced as a result of intense scrutiny over the last 2 years and support their wish for a more independent life. So they had suggested kind of a hybrid role where they'd retain their titles and do some work for the Queen but not take any more public money. But they were offered two choices by the palace. In or out. And they chose out.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Because I'm sure there's plenty of other people, like his brother and others, who are all, oh, I can pick what I want and what I don't want to do with this thing I was born into. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Okay, I'm going to give him the menu.
Right.
And I'll let you know what I'd like to take and not take. Right?
Yes.
So, sorry.
You are either in or you are out. And they are out.
Good.
Last night, Harry said, it brings me great sadness that it's come to this. The decisions that I've made to step back, it's not one I've made lightly. It was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges. I know I've always gotten it right. But as far as this goes, there was really no other option. What I want to make clear is we're not walking away, and we certainly aren't walking away from you in the UK. So a deal was reached where the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will lose. I guess maybe they do get to stay the Duke and Duchess. They just don't get to.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Not the Highness stuff.
Not the His Royal and Her Royal Highness.
Yeah.
But they're losing all royal funds. They're worth like $30 million together.
Mm-hmm.
They will also repay £2.4 million of taxpayer money spent on renovating their Frogmore Cottage. I bet it's a real cottage. Can you give me a picture of this effing cottage? Frogmore Cottage. Sounds delightful. They will still use their property as their base when they're in the UK, but it's believed that they are going to be spending the majority of their time in Canada.
Hardly a cottage, right?
That's quite a little cottage there.
It might just be.
Yeah,
right,
it's
on
the
top,
circled
yeah.
over there in the corner. Oh. It's not quite the giant building you're looking at.
Right.
No,
I guess compared to that.
Yeah. Right. No,
let's have a look at that from ground level. I want to see what frog was.
That looks a lot more like a house.
It
than
looks
a
like
castle.
A regular old house. Yep. It does. Well, apparently that house got £2.4 million of renovation, and they're going to pay the taxpayers back for that.
It's a huge show of love by him. You got to say. I mean, I hope they're both in it for the same reasons, and that they both are, you know, happy because he just made a huge mistake.
if not, it's not known who is going to foot the bill for their security. I say they're private citizens.
Oh, I thought the UK was going to do that.
Well, they're saying here, Justice Secretary Robert Buckland, who I guess is a UK guy, told Sky News there must be a clean line of delineation. I think there's an issue about how public money is spent. Quite clearly, there have already been arrangements made about how the family are going to live, how they're going to be able to get private income, but there clearly has to be a line of delineation. We want the family to be safe. At the same time, I think what really needs to happen is they need to understand how their lifestyle is to adapt and what their needs might be. Yeah. So, I mean, I would think that their main concern would be somebody kidnapping that kid. You know, that's the last thing you'd want to have happen.
Wow.
But I suppose people, you know.
I was in a totally other place. I'm like, wow, he's got to run to the store for butter now. He's bummed.
Oh.
Every damn thing that comes up, he says, diapers? And we don't have anybody around here who's going to do that besides me?
Let me call Instacart or let me right. get on my phone.
He better get all that figured out because, man, real life's about to punch him in the nose.
Right. And, you know, leaving his house is going to, I mean, it'll be challenging. He's an incredibly well-known global figure.
Yeah. It'll depend on how he handles it, I'm sure.
They were saying that he took, what's the opposite of private airlines? Not public. What do we fly?
Commercial.
Thank you. He took commercial flight yesterday to fly to Canada.
You know, there are people of great celebrity, and I'm not trying to compare, who am I thinking of, Bill Murray to, for example, the what is he? The Duchess of...
Duke
of whatever.
Sussex.
You know, Bill Murray's super famous, but roams amongst us, just... People are always having sightings of that guy, and it's because the way he handles it. Mm. He just acts normal and deals with what comes, and that's what this guy's going to have to do.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe that's what he wants. I mean, this can't have come lightly, and not just because he married this girl. I'm sure that, you know, look, he went through his mother's murder or just accident, whatever you choose to believe.
What do you believe?
I think she's murdered, for sure.
Oh, you do?
Well, you know me. I like a good conspiracy theory. I think that was a full-on setup.
What?
Yeah, that's what I think. But
I don't think that was, personally, I don't think that was the intention.
For her to die, just to scare her.
Mm. Dang, you guys are gnarly.
Are we?
I just thought the driver was all high.
Yeah. No, he was drunk. Yeah.
And drugs, yeah.
You think they spiked his coffee, too?
Solid driver. I don't know.
James Bond spiked his coffee?
I don't know, but that Dodi Fayed died in that. Too, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, the Palestinians, well, look, what was he? I think he was 10 or 11 when that happened.
Maybe. I don't know. I just remember him walking behind.
They were little boys. Right.
They were probably even younger than that.
Right. Yeah. And he's, you know, been in the press and everything he does is followed. And now that he's like sixth in line for the throne or whatever he is, I'm sure he's just like, you know what? Now's my chance. Get the F out of here.
Get out.
This chick wants to. I want to. She's going to give me the balls to do it.
And what did someone say the other day? She's going to be the Yoko of...
Yeah, she's the Yoko of the English family. Yeah. The royalty.
Ay, ay, ay.
Do I have time for this? This is pretty funny. I'm going to read it to you real fast. Matthew McConaughey's 88-year-old mother, Kay, and Hugh Grant's 91-year-old father, James, are both widows. Widowed. She's a widow. He's a...
Widower.
Matthew and Hugh, I guess, I don't know, they're friends. They're setting them up.
I love it.
Matthew says, yeah, why not? Next week they're supposed to meet and we probably won't see him for the rest of the night.
yeah, because they're going to go to bed.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Well, it is 7 o'clock. But apparently that's the kind of openness that he grew up with, like sharing all this info. His father, Jim McConaughey, died in 92, and Kay, the wife, was never shy about telling the story. She said, on Monday mornings, he and I often said goodbye by making love.
Wow.
But one day, all of a sudden, it just happened. I knew something was wrong because I didn't hear anything from him. Just nothing. But it was just the best way to go. She even made the paramedics carry him out naked.
Oh, wait. So what she's getting at is it was Monday morning, they were doing it, and that's how he kicked?
Let's see. I guess... That on Monday morning, he didn't roll over to her in bed.
Oh,
she
didn't.
Was expecting it, and he didn't. And then when the paramedics came to get his body, she made them carry him out naked because I was just so proud to show off my big old Jim McConaughey and his gift.
Oh, no. What a great sense of
that
humor, though.
That is so funny, though. Boners are so needy. And there's her going, I'm not...
Yeah, where's the knock on my back door?
That insistence, that needy, pestering little...
Every Monday morning.
Wow, that is funny.
Yeah, it was a good story. I wanted to slip it in there. Hilarious.
Where's her butt a bum?
Yeah, put that in a lineup with three other jokes. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, America, it looks like we have found our king.
Oh.
Get ready.
I can't wait.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.